Thanks for listening to the best of the Odd Couple podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. Eastern, 4 to 7 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. Find your local station for the Odd Couple at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR.
You're listening to the best of the Odd Couple with Chris Broussard and Rob Parker.
We got Lakers Clippers tonight. You want to try to play it off like it's an exhibition game. I wholeheartedly disagree. Now, is it the most important game in the world? No. But here's what I'm saying. If the Lakers come out and play a full game, like if LeBron plays his 34 minutes, AD plays his 34 minutes, then I'm telling you, this is virtually a must win for the Lakers.
Stop it.
A must win for the Lakers. And here's why I say it. Because the Lakers, and this is a credit to them, loving their attitude so far in the bubble. LeBron James looks like the best leader in the game. He's got his team zoned in. They're serious. He looks like he's in great shape. Like he took the shutdown seriously and worked out every day. He looks great. AD's playing, they're healthy, and the Clippers are the exact opposite. Clippers been lollygagging, half the team's leaving the bubble. We know where Lou Williams has been.
Ah.
Kawhi's not playing well in the three exhibition games. I mean, they're just coasting through this thing, not taking it seriously. And here's my point. If tonight, after nonchalantly entering the bubble, tonight with no Montrezl Harrell, no Lou Williams. I haven't heard yet about Beverly. I guess he's a game time decision, unless somebody can let me know is he playing or not. But he may not be playing either. If the Lakers under these circumstances cannot beat the Clippers, then how in the world am I supposed to have any confidence outside of, well, LeBron is great, that they're going to beat them in 4 out of 7 games? I'm telling you, the Lakers need to win this game tonight. Because if they don't, the Clippers will have beaten them 3 out of 4 times. 2 of those times, they will not have even had their full complement of players. And I'm just telling you, it's going to be an issue. And I think the Lakers would be in deep trouble if they meet the Clippers in the playoffs.
Seldom right and wrong again. Chris, I can't believe you're saying the first game back after a 4.5-month layoff is so massive and so important to a Lakers team that just beat the Clippers back in March, right before the shutdown. Beat both teams were at full strength. That game matters way more than this one. Chris, do you really think any of
that
the stars...
That was a must-win for the Lakers, too.
It was, and they delivered. This game doesn't mean anything. There's no way on earth...
Doesn't mean anything to the Clippers.
Doesn't mean anything to the Lakers.
Means something to the
Chris,
Lakers.
Let's give an over-under. How many minutes is LeBron going to play tonight? 30? Is
well,
he
that's
even?
Where... If he plays 20-some-odd minutes, if he doesn't... You know, they don't play him late and all that. That's one thing. That's why I prefaced what I said by if they come out and play it like a real game, then they better win.
I can already tell you how it's going to go, okay? Both teams are going to come out hard in the first half. They're going to want to go at them, the national TV audience back on the court. But they're going to give way to the bench guys. And with so many players missing, Rondo, Avery Bradley, Lou Williams, all these guys out, you're going to see lineups that have never played together before, ever. Joakim Noah's going to play heavy minutes. Deion Waiters, J.R. Smith, they've never played with the Lakers.
Yeah, but Deion and J.R. are going to be playing.
Yeah, they're going to be playing tonight. Again,
they're
the Lakers
be
are
in the playoffs.
They're working them back in. It doesn't matter what they do tonight. It matters what they do in a month in the first round of the playoffs. I can see the Lakers capping LeBron's minutes. Listen, Chris, I know you know a little bit about basketball. You know about soft tissue injuries. And when you come back after a huge layoff, you don't want to go too hard and risk a hamstring injury and getting sidelined for a month. Okay? There's no way. I will be shocked if LeBron plays over 30 minutes tonight. Absolutely shocked.
Every time that they say LeBron's not going to play a lot, he ends up playing 37 minutes. I mean, you know it's the
truth. That would be coaching malpractice if Vogel lets LeBron play 37. The guy's 35 years old.
It's not up to Vogel.
Who's
it's
it up
to LeBron. Oh, it's up to LeBron.
LeBron, put me in the game. I really want to win this meaningless game against the Clippers.
Now, maybe LeBron will pull himself out, but don't tell me it's okay. Up to Vogel.
No, that's perfect.
Vogel did not intend on LeBron leading the league in minutes this year.
Let's go back to the Raptors-Warriors in the finals, okay? Kevin Durant said, I'm playing. I want to play. 11 minutes in, goes down, season over.
Was LeBron playing in that game?
If Kevin Durant had to...
Hold on, stay on topic, son. Don't be bringing up
you
Kevin.
You just
Kevin
told
Durant
me LeBron decides.
Kevin Durant
decided
does
and
not have the juice woeful. That LeBron James has.
How? Kevin Durant said, put me on the court, went in and got hurt. If LeBron does the same and gets injured, you will never hear the end of it from the Lakers. Their season will be ruined. This could be LeBron's best final chance at a title. You think he wants it going up in smoke in the first game back against the Clippers? Chris, have you lost your mind?
Why are you sitting here talking about LeBron James getting hurt?
He's 35 years old, Chris.
Right.
He got hurt last year when he was 34. Never really injured before that.
J-Mac, why is LeBron, if he's so, you're so worried about injury, why is he averaging 35 minutes a game this year?
That was during the regular season. He worked
right?
up to it.
And isn't tonight a regular season game?
Oh, that goes back to my question. How much does this game matter? I would say like 1%. At best.
If the Lakers truly play it like you said, then yeah, it's not going to matter. But if they come out and they go hard, and LeBron goes hard, and AD goes hard, they better win.
All right, let me ask. You're Frank Vogel
they
for this
better
game.
Better win.
You're Frank Vogel for this game. Are you in the huddle saying, this is a win at all costs? We've got to play AD.
No.
LeBron, we need you. Like, no, of course you're not.
Because I wouldn't say that under any circumstances.
Okay, so
if you
why
lose,
is this game must win?
I'm not Frank Vogel. I don't carry the Lakers water like you do.
I'm sitting here
objective. Saying the Lakers better win. But you got your two best players. You got your full complement of your team that's going to be there in the playoffs minus Rajon Rondo. And the Clippers have been leaving the bubble left and right. They don't have some of their best players. They've beaten you 2 out of 3 this season. They're deeper. They're hungrier. They got more dog. You better beat them tonight.
You're so wrong, Chris.
That's
Listen,
what I'm
first
saying.
First of all, this isn't the Lakers' full complement of their team. Their best on-ball defender.
Rondo, it is.
No, their best on-ball defender all season was Avery
Who?
Bradley. Avery
oh,
Bradley.
He's not on
their
the team
best
anymore.
Exactly.
He's not on the team
it's
anymore.
It's not the full complement of the
no,
team.
No, but Jason, he's not coming back.
Exactly. They're working the new lineup.
Jason, you're not making sense.
What are you talking?
Avery, for all intents and purposes, Avery Bradley is not on the team. So stop it.
They've never played a
game. Not on the team.
They've
Don't
never played a game
up.
Without Avery Bradley. A big game without Avery Bradley. And now you want them to, this is everything. This matters so much. When they don't have a starting guard, shooting guard, their backup point guard.
That's
really?
A problem.
Yeah,
Who's
exactly. So you work
guard?
On
so
your
problems.
So are
they going to have one?
I would rather see 25 minutes from J.R. Smith and Deion Waiters than I would LeBron James. Because the Lakers need to figure out what their lineups are and their bench and how it's going to work.
How are you going
to
figure it out without LeBron James?
Because you're working the bench, guys.
You don't have very little time on the court without LeBron James. You got to get these guys used to playing with LeBron James.
I totally disagree. I would rather see LeBron play 40 against the Clippers in the playoffs than 35 tonight. There's zero value in LeBron going full bore tonight. There is no win there.
Maybe they'll do that. Well, it's certainly not the win if they get beat. I tell you that.
And you think the Clippers are going to walk away from this? Oh, we didn't have Lou Will. We didn't have Harrell. We took them down. You think that? Really? Chris?
Yeah, honestly. If the Clippers beat the Lakers, I remember, don't take away my preface that if the Lakers play this hard and the Clippers still beat them, they already think they're better than the Lakers. They're very confident they're better than the Lakers.
That.
No, I do. Trust
Kawhi,
me.
No.
They think they're better than
do
the
they?
Lakers.
Paul George hasn't gotten out of the first round in 6 years.
Be sure to catch live editions of The Odd Couple with Chris Broussard and Rob Parker. Weekdays at 7 p.m. Eastern, 4 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
You mentioned it to Rick Bucher. You believe the NBA needs Zion Williamson and the Pelicans in the playoffs. Explain.
Yeah, I don't think there's any debate about this. From when Zion blew up at Duke,
Rick Bucher did not doubt it.
Rick Bucher doubted it.
So at least there's a debate. There is at least a debate. You know,
the reality is Zion blew up at Duke, and he became must-see TV. The TV ratings for Duke games with Zion were astronomical. The highest-rated NCAA tournament game that year was Duke-Michigan State because of Zion. Okay, so he gets to the NBA. And he's must-see TV. Chris, right now the TV marketplace is crowded. I look in the studio here, and we got guys looking at their phones all the time. We got guys watching Netflix. There's so many options out there, video games. Getting someone's attention in this day and age is extremely difficult, okay? It's hard for TV hosts, radio hosts, you name it. Zion Williamson is that dude. He is magnetic in a way that Ja Morant is not. And it's not a knock on Ja Morant. Great player. But he's not, I got to turn on my TV to see what Ja Morant's doing. There's only a handful of guys like that. Listen, Kawhi Leonard is an outstanding player. He's probably going to be a top 25 player all time. He's not, I got to rearrange my schedule to watch Kawhi Leonard. There are a couple guys like that in sports. Patrick Mahomes is increasingly getting there.
Increasingly?
Yeah. I mean, he is.
He's not
incredible.
There?
Incredible. Well, again, it's more difficult in the NBA, in the NFL.
There.
He's, I mean, like.
Don't mess up your argument. He's there.
He's up there.
My
Lamar
goodness.
Jackson
he's
hasn't
there.
Won a playoff game.
Lamar and, is there.
Exactly. I got to see Lamar Jackson. In the NBA, listen, it's
Mahomes
LeBron,
is
LeBron
there.
James
We haven't
for
seen
sure.
anything like Pat Mahomes. Stop
and
it.
We've never seen a guy with the power and the speed of Zion Williamson, the size, the girth around his waist, and he's still able to get that second jump faster than anybody. I mean, I'm telling you, right now it's tough to get viewers to watch sports. Honestly, ratings for a lot of stuff are down. Before the pandemic, obviously coming out right now, everybody's watching sports. But I think the NBA needs Zion and the Pelicans to get that 8th seed, setting up a matchup. Brandon Ingram wants revenge. Lonzo Ball wants revenge. Josh Hart, to an extent, wants revenge. And then you got Zion, who's going to be a load for Anthony Davis or LeBron, whoever's guarding him. I think that matchup would probably be, Chris, and I'm not going overboard here. You could make an argument it will do among the best ratings ever for a first-round NBA matchup. Ever.
All right. Enough. My goodness. Look, a lot of what you said is true in that Zion is definitely an exciting player to watch. He is one of the most exciting players, exciting draws in the league. Let's put it that way. He's you know, a household name already. People want to see what he can do. He scores in bunches. I'll give you all that. But needs, Rick Bucher was right. If the NBA needs Zion Williamson in the playoffs
no,
as a rookie. You had your moment. You had your 5 minutes, all right? If they need Zion Williamson in the playoffs as a rookie, they're in trouble. They're in trouble, all right? LeBron James wasn't in the playoffs as a rookie. LeBron James wasn't in the playoffs his second year.
You know who
year.
Was in the league
Cannot,
when he was a rookie?
You had your time. Zion Williamson, it would be nice if he made the playoffs. It would be great if he made the playoffs. It would be dandy if he made the playoffs. It would be icing on the cake. Yes, yes, yes. It would be better for the NBA if he made it. But needs? They still got LeBron James. They still got James Harden and Russell Wilson or Russell Westbrook. They've still got Ja Morant. Yes, if you watch, and you probably never saw a Ja Morant game. You've seen highlights. You probably never watched the full game. I'm not even going to ask you because I don't want to embarrass you. All right. Ja Morant is not only productive, he is fun to watch. The only thing Zion's got over Ja is the name recognition. That's it. Because Ja went to Murray State and Zion went to Duke. I think Ja could beat Zion in a dunk contest. I think the crowd maybe would be so hyped that they would give it to Zion just because of his name. But Ja's got a package of dunks. He's a tremendous passer. He can score. He defends. And he has led a group of no-names who were garbage last year to the 8th seed right now. So they got Ben and Joel Embiid. They got Jimmy Butler and Bam Adebayo in Miami. They got Jason Tatum and a host of nice players in Boston. They got Yami. Are you serious? They need Zion in the playoffs?
Yes.
This is where you hurt yourself, J-Mac.
I hurt myself.
This
how
is
do,
why.
How do
this
facts is why, hurt myself?
This is why you are known from sea to shining sea as Chris Broussard's punching bag. My goodness. And here's the other.
As a guy who's covered the NBA, you're maybe too close
for,
to the
for
league.
For three
I'll just
decades.
Tell you, yeah, that's a problem. You're too in bed with the league.
I have the problem of knowing stuff.
Yeah, I have
you
problems.
You just go you know ahead who and I just say whatever the heck with? You want to.
You know who I just went to lunch with when I was hanging out here? A guy who's like best buddies with one of the top players on the Grizzlies. He's been texting to him throughout the.
What does he say about Ja Morant?
I'm not going to reveal any of that stuff. I'll save that for my Saturday show.
No, you don't have to give me a name. What's he say?
Ja Morant is a man. He is a galvanizing force on that team. He's the leader of the team as a rookie. You don't see that a lot. He's got the guys playing together. There's really good things going on in Memphis.
Thank you.
And I'm not disputing any of that. I'm saying for the league and eyeballs,
you said undeniable. If you change one word,
Chris,
if you want to say it'd be better for the league if Zion,
no,
it'd be great for the league.
Needed for the league.
Really? So they're going to collapse. If Zion Williamson
did you
isn't
see
in the playoffs.
Where they put Memphis's first game? Friday afternoon,
it might not
4
be
p.m. Eastern.
It might be Portland.
That's the Memphis first game. They're playing on a Friday at 4 p.m. Nobody's
J-Mac,
watching. The reality is the NBA
Portland.
Understands its audience. And guess who sold more jerseys this year, Zion or Ja Morant? Oh, right. Who was the number one draw the last few years in the league?
You're the typical
hitting
millennial.
You with facts? Yeah,
you,
typical
no,
facts.
You don't care about basketball. You care about all the ancillary
I'm caring
stuff.
About facts.
You care about gambling. You care about jersey sales. You care about storylines and drama and social media followers and all that. I'm about hoop. All right? I'm about hooping. That's what I want to see.
Says
I'm a real fan.
Says a guy
I know
who's
you
ducking
didn't start,
me.
I know you
ducking
didn't start
me from
watching
playing
basketball
hoops.
Until 2009.
2009.
Okay? But still, don't. I mean, come on. But here's the thing, J-Mac. I like Zion. I like Zion a lot. Like I said, he scores in bunches. Here's the thing about Zion. And I told you this. Now, he's clearly their most popular player. But he is not leading them to the playoffs. If they get there, he's not going to be the driving force. I told you I told you they're 10-9 with Zion. They were 11-5.
That doesn't mean anything.
Let me finish. They started terribly, 6-22. Then went 11-5. And then Zion comes back
There's
and they
no
go 10-9. Can
Chris,
a brother
those are
finish?
Hollow numbers, yeah.
Can a brother finish?
Sorry, go ahead.
You talked about facts. These are facts. F-A-C-T-S. Facts. Brandon Ingram was the all-star who led him in scoring and leads him in scoring. Lonzo Ball is the playmaker. He Woo! Sets everybody up. Jrue Holiday is the wily veteran who's still youthful enough to ball. They got a nice squad. Now, don't get me wrong. Zion is important. Zion is a great interior scorer, and he helps them a lot. Don't get me wrong. But Zion may not be a number one. He's going to always get you 25-ish points a game, but he might actually be the second or third most important player on your team. So can we chill a little
wait,
bit?
Wait, so wait, is
with
Brandon
Zion,
Ingram a number
now,
one?
Nice pass by Zion.
Yeah, that was amazing. By the way, is Brandon Ingram a number one in your mind?
I think it remains to be seen.
So you're telling me it remains to be seen on Ingram 3 or 4 years into his career?
If he can be a number one on like a great team, like a good, you know, a
can
really
okay, can Zion
team.
Be a number one?
He's their number one right now, but let's see if he can remain the number one. I think he. Can you be a number one? No. A contender is the question.
Right.
And I would say probably, but I'm not fully certain on Ingram yet.
So do you think they will try to build around Ingram or Zion? I mean, ideally you'd have both, but that may not.
I don't think you build around. I think they feel like their core is Lonzo, Zion, and Ingram. Mm. And then they'll build around those guys.
Interesting. 8 games under 500.
What fits those guys?
Yeah.
Well, they're young. I mean, really.
So, Chris, again.
Take that back. They're young. They're not supposed to be winning.
I'm a big fan
of
this team.
And after the 6-22 start, they've actually played good basketball.
Okay, let me ask
you
this.
Give them a little time.
I'll ask you a layup. And again, I'm not bashing Memphis by pumping up the Pelicans. I'm just stating facts. Why do you think the NBA picked Zion Williamson and the Pelicans to debut on TV for the NBA restart?
Look. Nobody has once, not Rick Bucher, not myself, denied that Zion is a draw. We had an issue with one word.
Need.
Need. Need. The league's not going to fall apart, trust me.
Nobody said that. Nobody said they're going to fall apart.
Need,
that's
actually,
not what need means.
Need, what does need mean?
They need them. Chris, I need a Ferrari. Am I getting it?
No, you don't need a Ferrari.
I need a Porsche. I drive a 12-year-old car.
You want a Ferrari.
No, I need a fast car. Come on, man. I have four jobs. I work my butt off, okay? I want to drive a Ferrari. I need one.
Need means if you don't get it, there's going to be problems.
Talk to my wife about that.
Your wife, trust me, you ain't getting a Ferrari.
Yes, all right. No, I tried a Porsche. She would not. She put the
kibosh
on
me. You'll be fine. You want a Ferrari. You need a car.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
Did you see this player poll with the top 100 players? The top 100 players in the league as voted by the players. Did you see that?
Is that what we're calling it?
Lamar, whatever you want to call it.
It's total. I would call
Lamar
it nonsense.
Lamar Jackson was number one. Pat Mahomes was number four. What's your take on that?
Silliness? Absurdity? I like Lamar Jackson as much as the next guy. Okay? He's a dynamic player. I don't know if he's quite a generational talent the way Pat Mahomes is. I think you have to have a playoff win before we can give you that moniker. But Chris, to me, this is, hey man, we're putting out the top 100 players in the league. How do we make some noise? How do we get people talking about us? Well, maybe if we don't put Patrick Mahomes number one.
The players aren't thinking that way.
I mean, the players. What other logic?
You think players are like, how can we get some buzz?
Yeah. How can players say that Lamar Jackson is better than Patrick Mahomes? Give me one way that Lamar Jackson's better. Just one.
I think Pat Mahomes is not only the best player in the NFL, but I'll have a caveat for that in a moment. I think he's the best player in professional sports.
That's a bit
because I think he's got GOAT potential. He could end up being the greatest quarterback we've ever seen. And LeBron, it's going to be hard for him to pass Jordan. And nobody else out there right now looks like they're going to pass Jordan. And in baseball, Mike Trout's the best player, but his team doesn't even make the playoffs. So I'm going with Pat Mahomes. The way he started his career is unlike anything we've ever seen.
Never.
So
yeah.
He's not only the best player in football, but he's the best player in all sports in my view.
I mean, after just 2 years, is he better than LeBron? He's better at football than LeBron is at basketball?
He's already achieved. He's an MVP, and he's a Super Bowl champion in his first 2 years as a starter.
So he's achieved more in his first 2 years than LeBron's first 2 years. But LeBron's in year 17. I mean, those
LeBron's
are two different
35
discussions.
Years old as
right.
well.
So how
so
can Patrick
right
Mahomes...
now, I'm not talking about historically. LeBron, obviously, historically is the second best player in NBA history. Pat Mahomes is far from the second best quarterback in NFL history. So historically, no. But right now with LeBron at 35, yeah, Pat Mahomes is that guy.
Hmm.
But... For this list, here's where I think they could rationalize the Lamar Jackson. I don't agree. I think, as I said, Mahomes is better. But when you it's a big problem ranking football players because the game is such a team game. The positions are so different. A quarterback's, while that's the most important position, they're generally not the best football players. Okay? Tom Brady's the best quarterback ever. There's no way he's the best football player ever. Because when I think of who's the best football player, I kind of think, okay, if we had guys at a camp, and Utah just beat New Orleans 106-104, if we had guys in a camp and they had to go through the gauntlet and you had to tackle and you had to sprint and you had to catch and you had to throw and you had to block and you had to show your strength, your speed, your athleticism, all that, cover guys. Tom Brady's not going to be the best guy at that.
Hmm.
That's what I think of when I say who's a great football player. And I would say a Saquon Barkley, maybe. A guy you can at least picture a Christian McCaffrey doing some of the other things that football players do.
But doesn't that just make them the best athlete, Chris?
No, I mean, football, look, I'm not trying to act like I was some sensational football player, but I played football through high school. Tackling is a part, like every year, we all would work on our tackling. We would work on hitting. We would work on, catching the ball. Like, football is not just being a quarterback. Tom Brady is not the best football player we've ever seen. No way, no how. It's not even possible. He ran, a 5'6", 40? He's the best quarterback. And so my point is, I'm wondering, were the players looking at that and saying, okay, I can see Lamar playing cornerback. I can see Lamar playing running back. I can see Lamar playing wide receiver, safety. I can't see, because Pat Mahomes ran a 4.8. Maybe they're thinking, I think Lamar is just would be a better all-around football player. That's the only justification I can think of. Because otherwise, I mean, Pat Mahomes is certainly the best quarterback in the NFL. And in today's standard, that would make you the best player.
Let's be honest, Chris. You followed LeBron's career for a long time. You and I both know, if LeBron tried out at tight end right now, 6'8", 260, he would be a dominant force in the NFL.
With his size and speed? LeBron James would have been an all-pro wide receiver.
Yeah.